Daniel chapter 10 is an intriguing passage because we have Daniel in captivity in Babylon, and he really feels like, it appears, that he feels like it's not getting any better. It can only get worse. And I'm going to parallel, before we even read from Daniel chapter 10, we'll begin reading in verse 10 here in just a minute. The phrase has come to my mind lately, and this is not in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, but the phrase has come to my mind that we wrestle with our words, that we wrestle with our praying words. And we have several occasions in Scripture where the word wrestle is used, and for the advancement of the kingdom and for the glory of God. But I read a passage of David Brainerd's, a missionary to American Indians, lived in Jonathan Edwards' house for a time, read a section of his diary. And on Monday, April 19th, 1742, he said this. He said, "God enabled me so to agonize in prayer that I was quite wet with sweat, though in the shade and the wind cool. My heart, or my soul, was drawn out very much for the world. I grasped for multitudes of souls." And when I read those last few words, I couldn't help but think that's exactly what we're doing. We're praying for revival. We're praying. We're grasping for multitudes of souls. We're grasping. We're asking the Lord to save people from their sin. In revival, in an awakening, however God chooses to do this, but we are wrestling in prayer. We are agonizing. We are sweating. Our soul is drawn out. We are grasping for souls. So it's really descriptive of what we're doing here, and it's more than, and I'm not opposed to a prayer list, but I'm saying it's more than just a prayer list. It's words in wrestling fashion. It is not ignoring our enemy. It is understanding that we have an enemy. And the only way that we can fight that enemy is through the power of God's Word and through our words fueled by the Holy Spirit. So Daniel chapter 10, just six or five verses really from Daniel chapter 10. Earlier in the chapter, he's looking at things can't seem to be getting any better. They're getting worse, it seems. Even to the point that the Scripture says he ate no pleasant bread, or ate flesh or drank wine. Neither did he anoint himself at all. So his whole being is caught up in what he is doing. And then verse 10 says this: "And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees, and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee I am now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then he said unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the king of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days." So this is more of a simple encouragement and yet a challenge to us. We wrestle in prayer. We wrestle with our prayed words. And it appears from this text that God takes note. God takes note of our effort. God takes note of our chastening ourselves before God. And even by extension, I think we could even say that God takes note of the intensity of our praying and even the numbers of people praying. I don't know about if you've had this occasion. It's a little on the disconcerting side when you encourage people to pray or even encourage people to join our group here. Sometimes they kind of look at you with a vacant look in their eyes, like, what are you talking about? Or even they're skeptical or they're suspicious of what you might be trying to do. This is spiritual warfare, and it's warfare in a realm that's effectively invisible to us. It is spiritual warfare. Some of you would know the name of the author a long time ago, Abraham Kuyper. Abraham Kuyper said this: if once the curtain were pulled back and the spiritual world became behind it came into view, it would expose to our spiritual vision a struggle so intense, so convulsive, sweeping everything within its range, that the fiercest battle ever fought on earth would seem by comparison a mere game. So we have a spiritual warfare going on. When we gather today, we are going right up against our adversary, the devil. And we don't need to have everything figured out because God does. But what a blessing it is to know that even if we have questions, God hears us. And God hears us for our words. And God can override demonic resistance. But He chooses to use our words to do it. So our part is to pray. And our part is to promote prayer for the multitude of souls, for gospel advance, for the glory of the Lord. And until God answers, we pray. And we use our words. What if Daniel would have stopped on day 20 instead of 21? I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. We're not told. But I'm wondering if maybe there wouldn't have been the answer. God wanted him to pray evidently until he answered. So it's very encouraging for us to know, even with this visit of the messenger to Daniel sent by God, even accompanied by Michael the archangel, who, if we understand Michael, we understand Michael is the warrior angel. And so we know that there is stiff spiritual warfare going on here. We fuel and even wrestle with these beings by our words. We wrestle by our praying words. So may we be encouraged to continue. And even, this is going to sound a little odd, but my wife, every once in a while, as we're talking, and maybe I'm not as attentive as I should be, I don't know, sometimes she'll say, I have more words to use. I need to keep talking. I have, halfway through the day, I've got more words to use. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have lots of praying words to use. And may we do so in this time today.